Before we get started with today's show, I just wanted to share some exciting news with our listeners. Beginning in mid-January, the Big D Method will be launching our new intro course, which is now designed to be a bit more time flexible for people. Just like in the past, the course will be 8 weeks plus a 1 week of orientation material, and each of the 8 weeks will include self-paced materials and a live session to practice. The difference now is that the live sessions will take place in our Empathy Gym format, and this allows us to offer many more time slots for that live component. The course is $300 a person typically. However, we are running a one-time pre-launch discount where you can sign up with a friend for $400 total. We're hoping that this will make it more available and more fun for people to sign up. If you're interested, you can go directly to the course enrollment page on our website, which is www.learn.thebigbmethod.com/home. Once again, that is www.learn.thebigbmethod, which is thebigbmethod.com/home. Thanks so much. And now on to the program.
Welcome to It's All About Connection, NVC with Dr. B.
I have no idea what we're talking about, but Cindy just said to start. So what are we talking about today?
We are talking about an experience that I had in the last week or two where I used a connecting request. So for our listeners that are new, how do I quickly say what a connecting request is? Do you know how to summarize a connecting request?
I guess a connecting request is usually after you've given empathy or you've received empathy. And maybe you say something like, how is that for you to hear? It's just checking in with the other person.
Well, yeah. I mean, and there are other places in the conversation that you could use a connecting request, like before you even start the conversation, are you open to having this conversation? Mm-hmm. You could use that. So its purpose is to connect, obviously. It's a connecting request. And it's used to either make sure the person's available to hear and or to make sure that you're hearing fully in the way that they want to be heard, or that you're being heard fully in the way that you want to be heard. So it's little requests that you ask of the person to make sure that you're more connected around one another's needs and or an availability to even here in the first place. I think that would be the way of putting it. Anyways, I was in a conversation with somebody who was very upset about a hard thing in his family. And I asked him if he was open to hearing some thoughts that I had. So it was basically a connecting request. And boy, did I get a little lesson in that moment. Why are you smiling?
I don't know. It sounds like you're in trouble.
I was in trouble. Lesson learned, people. Don't do that. Just don't start from there. Okay. The lesson that I learned is don't believe what everyone says, because the person was like, oh yeah, sure, go ahead. And so I launched in and I gave him my thoughts on the situation. And I don't even think I got finished saying my thoughts. And before I was even finished saying my thoughts, I had a jackal shower coming at me. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, it sounds gross.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Heather. Let's go back to NVC, Heather.
Okay. Still not NVC or NVC. Not great imagery.
Well, what I mean by a jackal shower, can you take a guess, please?
Say like jackal storm, anything else. Why shower? I don't know. Yes, I do know what you mean. You just started getting jackaled on.
For people that don't understand fully what jackaling is, can you let our listeners know this? We always have to give that background thing, because we can't assume that everybody listening to our podcast has been with us from the beginning and they know. So we have to fill in. Can you fill in a little bit?
Yes, I can give a little bit of context. Jackaling is just venting. It's kind of letting loose.
Judging.
Letting loose and just saying all your thoughts and judgments. And
Judgments, right. Yeah, so here I was. I asked this person, hey, are you open to hearing what I have to share? And he said yes. And then I started sharing. And then he must really not have been open to what I was sharing, because then in the middle of my sharing, he started saying things that I would define as judgments, and they were hard for me to hear. And I felt very uncomfortable, and in hindsight, very sad, actually, because my need in that moment was for support of him and kindness and care of him. And it was not received in that way at all. Yeah. So I guess the point is, even if you ask, you use a connecting request and the person says yes, just to be very mindful whether you really think it's good timing for it. Timing is also important. I think it's helpful to have the yes, and it's also to be mindful of the timing. And I think my timing was way off in that moment. So that didn't work out too well. The other thing is that I didn't do what I preach. I left off the one major step that probably would have been pretty helpful in this circumstance, which is
presence.
Presence, but not just presence. So ideally, I usually teach in the Bigby method that in order to be heard, you want to make sure the person has an experience of being heard first.
Empathy first.
Yeah, I think if I had started with empathy, which I had such empathy in my heart, like I really did have so much empathy going on for this person, because it was a rather terrible situation. Yeah, and I think I was able to just stay purely present and was already thinking of needs without saying them out loud. But I didn't say any of that out loud. I just launched into, hey, are you open to hearing my thoughts about this? And in hindsight, I wish I could do take two, start it all over again, because once again, even though I've been doing this a long time, I forgot to do the empathy first.
You're not perfect at it.
Right. I mean, I think in some circumstances, you can just have the empathy in your heart and it will translate. The person will get it. But in this moment, that wasn't happening. The person really probably could have used, I believe, some out loud empathy. I'm really sad I didn't do it, because I would have loved to have seen how it would have turned out going that route than the route that I ended up doing. Yeah, and I just thought to myself, what a good reminder and probably just a nice thing to share with our listeners about the connecting request thing. It's not foolproof. It's not like, oh, when they say yes, boom, you're there. They're going to have availability. I do think you can set yourself up for greater success, number one, if you do the empathy first and even ask, is there anything more that you want to be heard about? That's a connecting request too, by the way. If they say no, I'm good to go, then you could use that connecting request. Hey, are you open to hearing? And in this circumstance, I would have liked to have said, are you really sure? Because what I'm going to say might be hard for you to hear. Like if I had set it up that way, I might have had a little bit more availability. So yeah, there were definitely some other things that I could have done, I think, in hindsight, to have it been more connecting and ultimately providing the support that I really wanted for the person.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're feeling sad about it and kind of mourning connection and presence and maybe something around like integrity or efficacy.
All of that. It was a couple of weeks ago now, so it's not as alive in me anymore. But in the moment, for sure, I gave myself a lot of self-empathy after the fact. I really did. I went to the weight part of our dance floor and I did some very intentional things to help me move out of my reaction to that whole thing. And what came up for me was exactly what you just said. Like I felt really sad and I was mourning connection and support, like I said. So that's about it. I think that's all I really want to say, unless you have anything to add, Heather.
No, I think I'm good. I don't even remember how this episode started.
It started by saying you didn't know what this episode was going to be about.
Oh, right. Wow.
Surprise episode. So that's it. And now we're ending.
And our empathy warm line number is 850-706-0488.
You've been listening to It's All About Connection, NVC with Dr. B. For more episodes and guest bios, please visit us at www.thebigbymethod.com. That's www.thebigbymethod.com.
HOD.com. And remember, empathy first.